political conservative activist, Bonds for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker here for podcast episode 2, the New Hampshire Governor Implemented Law Enforcement Accountability, Community, and Transparency Commission. Did you know that New Hampshire has a Governor Implemented Law Enforcement Accountability, Community, and Transparency Commission, otherwise known as LEAC? LEAC was established by Executive Order 2020-06 and Executive Order 2020-11. This implementation occurred during the statewide shutdown for COVID-19, Safer at Home. Both the State Senate and State House of Representatives were not meeting. Can you say dictatorship? You see, sometimes Chris Sununu, otherwise known as Sun King, likes to rule in the same manner as Joe Biden, by his pen. This commission was established, quote, in the wake of the tragic murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, end quote. The commission consists of the following members, all of which are in elected positions. The attorney general or designee, who shall chair the commission. Now, keep in mind the attorney general in New Hampshire is not elected. He is appointed by the governor. Current AG is Sununu's former personal attorney, John Formella. The Commissioner of the Department of Safety, or designee, the Executive Director of the New Hampshire Commission for Human Rights, the Director of the Police Standards and Training Council, the Chair of the Governor's Advisory Council on Diversity and Inclusion, the President of the Manchester NAACP, a current justice of the New Hampshire Superior or Circuit Court appointed by and serving at the pleasure of the governor, a representative of the New Hampshire Police Association appointed by and serving at the pleasure of the governor, the president of the New Hampshire Association of Chiefs of Police, the executive director of the New Hampshire chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. The commission originally included a member from the New Hampshire ACLU appointed by and serving at the pleasure of the governor, and two members of the public appointed by and serving at the pleasure of the governor. These positions were removed in an amendment outlined in Executive Order 2020-13. Executive Order 2020-19, created later in the year, ordered that the state implemented certain recommendations of the New Hampshire LEAC. September 2020, the governor issued a statement endorsing all 48 recommendations and put forward a roadmap to statewide implementation. In October 2020, as an elected selectman, reviewing the town management and department head prepared 2021 operating budget for the town of Hampton, I inquired of then Hampton Police Chief Richard Sawyer of the likely local budget effects coming from the implementation of this commission in New Hampshire, specifically regarding training requirements and ongoing training curriculum, the Police Standards and Training Council review of the part-time officer's certification process, National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, creation of policy guidelines on use of force, duty to intervene, code of conduct, duty to report misconduct, prohibition of chokeholds, procedures to guard against positional asphyxia. I also inquired as to what the status was of implementing these policies at the HPD. It was also noted that the state police will be equipped with body cameras. The question of will it soon be a municipal requirement was also asked. Subsequent to these questions being asked during a public Hampton Board of Selectmen meeting, then Chief Sawyer responded back in a memorandum to the board. In summary, it stated that any budget effects could not be determined at this time. Now, as part of the 2023 annual town meeting budget and warrant article review, the town of Hampton taxpayers can see some of the long-term ongoing budget impacts the commission will have to Hampton's annual budget. In a quick review of the December 12, 2022 Hampton Selectmen meeting and Hampton proposed 2023 warrant articles 17 and 18, additional funding of approximately $255,000 will need to be appropriated by the taxpayers for implementation of some of the commission's recommendations for at least over the next 5 years. And that information is available at hamptonnh.gov under town meeting documents, town warrant draft. The real issue that should be on Granite State taxpayers' mind is that in New Hampshire, we have a governor that that by the flick of his pen created orders that appropriate tax dollars to complete. This act is in direct violation of the New Hampshire State Constitution, Article 18, Part 2, Form of Government. The article reads, "All money bills shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as on other bills." And that is referenced the state constitution at nh.gov. The sneaky Senate, the state Senate, seems to believe that codifying these acts after the fact and when both chambers were back in session, rectified the breach of the executive branch. But simply put, folks, it does not. Chris Sununu, during his tenureship as governor, has been successful at growing the state government bureaucracy without the consent of we, the New Hampshire people. His political career needs to be put to an end, finally.